Our first feature today, being read by Sam Elmhurst, is about the quiz and game shows that made us laugh and think over the decades.
Those TV game shows we used to watch in the good old days are making a comeback. There's Bullseye, Wheel of Fortune, Blankety Blank, Deal or No Deal, and the rest. But there was a time when the most popular programme of all time was introduced by John Benson with the words, "Tonight from Norwich, it's the Quiz of the Week." Well, millions of people across the land would love watching the game show of the century. Sale of the Century, with host Nicholas Parsons, who died 5 years ago. Now, the programme had come over from America. Thames TV broadcast it first with Wilfred Pickles as the host. It flopped. But then Anglia decided to take it with Nicholas at the helm. Now, launched in 1971, it soon became a smash hit, with the audience in the Norwich studio and people across the region loving it. Other networks saw what was happening in the fine city and began to broadcast the show, which reached number one in the ratings by 1974 with 19.5 million viewers tuning in. Well, that rose to a record 21.6 million people watching during December 1978. Well, in those days, there were strict rules on the value of prizes contestants could win. There was a £1,000 limit on the value of the top prize, which was usually a small car. Well, no problem at the start, but as the years rolled by, the price of cars increased, and so they had to turn to foreign makes. A controversial move in those days. One week, to try to ring the changes, we had an offer, one of the new Lada cars, which were used coming on the market, explained Nicholas. During rehearsal to time the sales section at the end of the show, I arrived in the car, extolled its virtues, and then went to open the door. It came off its hinges, he added. Well, Nicholas enjoyed his visits to Norwich and said, "There was always a very happy atmosphere among the staff and the crew. I was very sad when the last recordings were made in 1983. Well, Anglia also produced a host of other popular panel and quiz shows over the years, starring some likely lads who went on to become household names. There was You Must Be Joking, introduced by a couple of former Pontins bluecoats called Bradley Walsh and Shane Ritchie in 1989. And the station also made Bring Me the Head of Light Entertainment in 1997 for Channel 5, featuring Graham Norton, who was voted the best TV newcomer of the year at the British Comedy Awards that year. Well, Anglia's love of game shows and quizzes for people of all ages grew over the years. It began with Kenneth Horne in 1961, when he and Betty Marsden presented I Packed My Bag, when you had to remember a list of items in an imaginary bag. And then there was A Gambit in the 1970s and 1980s, presented by Fred Dynage and Tom O'Connor. There was Lucky Ladders with Lenny Bennett. The Zodiac Game with Tom and Russell Grant. And many of the hostesses on the programmes were winners of the Miss Anglia competitions. Well, other shows included Sweethearts with Larry Grayson, Show Me, hosted by Joe Brown, Mousetrap with Don McLean, Jumble, Hot Gossip and Duty Free, and a make-believe travel show featuring Anglia's daytime chat show queen, Vanessa Phelps. But does anything top Sale of the Century?